Donald Trump promises the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. By Hannah Blow on September 20, 2023. Former President Donald Trump on Wednesday promised to carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history in the pattern of the Eisenhower model, making the vow during a speech in Dubuque, Iowa. Trump delivered remarks on securing the border and stopping illegal immigration in the country. One of the most important issues in this campaign is ending the nation-wrecking catastrophe on our southern border, Trump's prepared remarks read. Under my leadership, we had the most secure border in U.S. history. Now, we have the worst border in the history of the world. They continue, deeming the current immigration crisis as an invasion. With that, Trump will identify himself as the only candidate in this race who will stop a cold on day one. A vote for President Trump means Joe Biden's horror show at the southern border ends at high noon on Inauguration Day. 2025, the remarks read, as Trump touts how he did more to secure the border in his first term than any president in history. Upon my inauguration, I will immediately terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration. Trump continues, adding, following the Eisenhower model, we will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. Trump has long channeled former President Dwight Eisenhower's Operation Wetback. Even prior to becoming the GOP nominee as part of the 2016 presidential election, people liked him. I liked Ike. That's the expression. I like Ike. Moved 1.5 million illegal immigrants out of this country, moved them just beyond the border, they came back. Moved them again, beyond the border, they came back. Then moved them way south. They never came back, Trump said in November 2015. A June analysis released by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, estimated that the number of illegal immigrations in the U.S. has increased to almost 17 million. An increase of 2.3 million illegal aliens since Biden took office in January 2021 and an increase of 1.3 million illegal aliens since the same time last year, as Breitbart News reported. The analysis estimated the cumulative net cost to be at least $163 billion a year for American taxpayers.